Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. And it's Kim and Joe with One Harmonic Cool. We are back. Monday morning for us.
So yes, it was quite the weekend. Dailies. It was.
As Jill and I were conversing prior to here, we both had very similar experiences. So if we see a pattern, that resonates then with more than just us. It resonates with you. Oh, and this one was a little bit harder one.
Yeah, we were like, are we sure? Are we sure it's Monday morning? Are we sure we're going to go this deep?
So, and for us, yeah, for us, we went deep. But for you, it was going to be like, oh, how do we converse all of this into one little mini session? So we kind of like shortened it up a little bit.
Exactly. But there are kind of some interesting themes which came up, which one was like the pain people are experiencing, physical and mental pain seems to be ticking up quite a bit. And then if you're not having the pain, but you're more seeing or experiencing that with people or, you know, what environments around you, you might have like this intense desire to like lash out. And I'm like, I'm going lash out. Like, what is it? It's like, then that's more of like the mental lashing out of just like losing your shit.
Yep.
Why is this? Why is that? Yeah. Anyway, pain and lashing out. Ooh.
And what I was getting is it's okay. It's okay if you feel like you need to like lash out, but just don't do it at somebody. Like, don't blame somebody else for your anger or frustration. But it's okay if you need to walk away and drop an F-bomb. It's okay if you need to sit there and, like, stand in the shower and just cuss your life away. You know?
Yeah. Go for a run and just swear the whole time. You know? Kind of, yeah.
Because that stuff is getting bottled up and you're feeling... For one, you have your own pain. We're all going through some sort of, when I say pain, it's not like physical ouch pain. It's more like frustration or annoyance or just like, man, this headache now keeps coming back again. It's just like frustrating, or somebody around you where you think you're doing good and all of a sudden just like that, they're like trying to say you're causing this or that. And you're like, wait a sec, what just happened? I thought we were good. It's like, there's an uptake of what we call is just pain that's occurring. Mm-hmm. And you have it too. We all are having it going on. It's just going to come out different ways. So what I suggest is we need to get it out.
Yep.
We need to let it
come ideally, out. And ideally, we can find functional, what I'd like to call functional ways rather than dysfunctional ways. The dysfunctional would be to lash out and view it onto someone else or onto others, or, you know, like stuff it down, go to the store and then lose your shit on some, you know, a store clerk who's unsuspecting, had nothing to do with it. Very dysfunctional. Functional. We shared a few of those, you know, dropping some F-bombs, throwing a bit of a fit, taking a shower or taking a run. You know, don't they have, what do they call them now, smash rooms or something, where you go and smash a whole bunch of things?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Another functional way to,
that would
like,
be fun.
Mm-hmm. Release some of this. It does, there is, just seems like a lot of things are very much coming to a head right now in terms of pain, in terms of things that people used to, like, manage and be okay with, and they're just, it's not working anymore. I think ultimately underlying all of it, Kim, is some very, very loving guidance that's guiding us to, you know, a better place, if you will.
Yep.
But right now, it's kind of like that when you do spring cleaning and it gets a whole lot worse before it gets better. And you're in that spring cleaning mode, you know, and you're like, I'm going to do this. And then you get into it and you have that moment and you're like, what am I doing? Because it's a disaster. And then it all comes together and it's awesome when it's done. I think right now we're a bit in that disaster moment.
Yeah. Yep. Very well put. Yes. I tried some for myself. I had to go in my brain very hard last night to bring my that anger, not even anger, just annoyance, just annoyed. In my head, I had to work very, very, very hard to turn that down. And for me to work as hard as I did in my brain and like literally talk to myself, like, oh, I can guarantee this would be very difficult for most people.
Because for you,
Very difficult.
actually, you're usually like super fast and efficient at that process, and you had to work it really hard last night. And I find it interesting that you were your it was filtering through to you like it was anger, but you know, you're like, it wasn't anger, it wasn't that intense. Like it was landing more intensely than it actually was. You're like, it was annoyance. It wasn't anger. But it was like it was trying to play out to you like it was anger. It's like these things are inflated to us or something. Yeah, it's a little tricky. It feels a little manipulative.
Yes.
The way the experiences are
Yep.
coming,
And that's, the manipulation. Yes. We want to say, oh, this person's trying to manipulate me, or this experience is manipulating. It's like, no. It's not. And it's not, oh, ooh, okay. Oh, my throat just went, yes, my throat's going. I don't want to cry. Okay. There's a lot of times we say things are happening for you, not to you. Oh, and they're like, at this moment, you can call it happening for you, but in reality, it's neither. They're like, it's just happening. It is what it is. It's just happening. It's not happening for you, for your healing, for your growth, for your expansion. Like, no, we're not looking at it that way today. We're just saying, like, wow, it's just happening. What is my choice?
And I'm
Wow.
gonna, yeah, I can just, the relief of you saying that it's just happening. Get out of your heads. There's no reason to analyze it. There's no reason to give it the for you, to you, none of that. None of that's needed. It's happening. And instantly, when you just say it's happening, I felt the relief start to come in, Kim. I felt the anger started coming through more as what it is, which is mild annoyance. It just ticked it down. It ticked it down so much. And that what I mean by that is it started to calm it. You can feel the relief.
There's no manipulation going on. There's no meaning behind it. It's just is right now. Wow.
Yeah. So do what you
Ooh.
need to be functional with it. You know, definitely get your release. Do it however you need in a way that works for you. Don't
Yep.
take it out on someone else. There's endless ways. There's endless ways. It might be a new habit, might be a new choice. You know, that's when Kim and I said we talked and there's themes here for us. I had that last night where I had a reaction. Old school Jill reaction skyrocketed really fast. And in the past, I would have taken that out on someone else. And I just did my little rant, did my stuff, and I told Kim and I said that I took a shower and I still was like shaking my head, like that's not right. Nope, just keep pop, 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 pop. And then eventually it just ticked down. It just ticked down. And I could feel the release of like pressure. That's what we're looking for. You released it, Kim, from it conveying as anger to mild annoyance. You released that differential there.
Yep.
That's what we want people to get to today. If you do that today, oh my goodness, that's a massive, massive win.
Yeah.
Well,
This one turned out a little bit better than where I thought it was going to go. So,
exactly.
thank you, Jill.
Yeah, thank you, Kim. We're surprised. We're thrilled here. We weren't sure. We're like, where is this going? Let's find out. We certainly, certainly hope this helps you in some marvelous, magnificent way, even a tiny little one. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Until next time.